Radio Prague News.
Swiss officials have said that the extradition of fugitive Czech businessman Tomáš Pitr could take up to 1 year. The justice minister has revealed that he will dismiss the head of the Czech prison service. And Prague's place on UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites is reportedly not at risk. Swiss officials have said that the extradition of a fugitive Czech businessman, Tomáš Pitr, sentenced to 5 years for tax fraud and mismanagement of property in the Czech Republic, could take up to 1 year. A spokesman for the Swiss Justice Ministry made the statement on Thursday, a day after the Czech was taken into custody in St. Moritz. Mr. Pitr had been in hiding since 2007, when he failed to begin his jail sentence. Earlier this year, the 39-year-old received an additional 6-year sentence in absentia for fraud and mismanagement of property that caused damage exceeding 700 million crowns to a number of state-controlled companies. Switzerland has called on Czech authorities to give an official request for Pitr's extradition, and the Czech Justice Ministry is expected to do so this Thursday. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, meanwhile, said he believed there was a 50-50 chance the extradition would be successful. In related news, the Justice Minister has told reporters he will dismiss the head of the Czech prison service, Luděk Hekula, as well as introduce a comprehensive audit and reform of the Czech prison system. He made the comments on Thursday, also saying that 40% of employees in the prison service's general directorate would be let go. The current head, Luděk Hekula, in the interim will be replaced by Jiří Tregler, the director of a prison in Pardubice, East Bohemia. Also on Thursday, the new justice minister revealed that he was cancelling a tender on an electronic surveillance system monitoring prisoners under house arrest. The minister indicated problems in the current tender, above all that it would allow a data bank on prisoners' information to be owned and held by a private company, saying it was unacceptable and that only the state should have access to such details. A new tender on the surveillance system could now be called for the end of September. Prague's place on the UNESCO list of World Heritage Sites will not be threatened, Czech Radio's Radio Journal has reported. Despite questions hanging over the city's handling of renovations in the historic Charles Bridge or over the construction and impact of the new Blanka Tunnel. UNESCO representatives visited the Czech capital back in January to look at projects underway and to meet with local representatives. A report based on their findings, the spokesman for the Cultural Ministry confirmed, recommended that Prague adopt clear rules governing the construction of new high-rise buildings. Inspectors in the report also expressed regret that proper documentation and studies were not conducted in advance of renovation of the landmark Charles Bridge. However, Czech Radio reports there is no danger of Prague being struck from the list of World Heritage Sites. The World Heritage Committee has been meeting in Brasilia, Brazil, since Sunday to review the status of current members as well as to present new additions. The daily newspaper Pravo reports that police have reopened the case of Jiří Kajínek, who was sentenced to life imprisonment in 1998 for murder. According to the paper, the police have already spent several months investigating whether the 1993 murder of a businessman and his bodyguard, for which Mr. Kajínek was sentenced, may have been committed by police officers. The investigation is apparently based on recorded conversations of the individual accused of actually ordering the killings, which allegedly say nothing of Mr. Kajínek but rather attest to police involvement. Jiří Kajínek has always maintained his innocence and gained a great deal of media attention when he escaped from prison on 2 occasions. Finally, a quick look at the weather. Mostly cloudy conditions are expected into Friday with a chance of rain. Daytime temperatures should range between 15 and 21 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's the end of the news.